This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. Give the active people in your life something they'll truly appreciate. Performance apparel from Vuori. Whether they're into running, surfing, hiking, or even just casual walks around the block, there's something for everyone. And if you're not sure what to gift them, you can't go wrong with something from Vuori's Dream Knit collection. It's the perfect gift and so comfortable. Get 20% off your first purchase today at Vuori, Vuori.com/Spotify.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
Amy, I hate you. JK, 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 I hate you. JK, but it's fine. It's just a JK.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is a lot. This is a lot. We're only on episode 2, and the claws are coming out. Wow, I can't believe you said that, Haley.
Well, I was JK.
All right, all right. I'm just going to take a moment. I'm going to take a moment. Good thing we have a guest today.
Yeah.
Focus my energy elsewhere now.
Yeah. Yeah. Luckily, we have a guest to bring some bad bitch energy to this podcast because we're famously very soft, very not bad, and very not bitches. Chappelle, welcome back to the Bachelor Wrap Up.
Yes. This is my first Bachelor Wrap Up, but I'm glad to bring the... was it the big wig energy? Is that what it was?
Yeah, close enough.
How you interpret it?
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that. But yeah, this is my first time here. I've done The Bachelorette with y'all a couple times, but The Bachelor was new for me. Very similar to The Bachelorette, but a little bit different. So this is going to be fun for me.
Yeah, I love bullying you into coming onto the podcast, mm-hmm. but we always have to be like, okay, we have to make sure we ask Chappelle early on in the season because it's truly cruel to ask somebody who doesn't actively watch The Bachelor to come on in like episode 8 or 9. But we love talking to you, so we had to have you. And also this episode was, it was an episode of The Bachelor. So we're here to talk about it.
You know, we're into the dates. It's, I think you're getting a good glimpse of sort of what you can expect from The Bachelor at the very least, but you also, this required some homework. You also tuned into the premiere, correct, Chappelle?
Yeah, I watched the premiere episode as well because, you know, like when we normally talk about The Bachelorette, I'm there for the premiere to make fun of the guys who come out in the costumes and in the horrible suits and do the stupid stuff. And so I went back and I was like, okay, maybe I'll check out the women doing the same thing. And at first I thought I was going to be disappointed, but man, I saw some moments that I just had to, I have questions. Shout out to Kat. Who is a cat? You know, there was a lot of kissing in these two episodes. I believe he kissed every woman at least once in the house, which, you know, could be dangerous. I see mono in his future. But between the two episodes, I had some questions. That's all I'll say.
I will say that Bachelor Data released something this episode. The four people we have not seen him kiss on screen are Anastasia, Davia, Genevieve, and Mercedes.
All right, so it's only four.
Yeah, and I'm shocked that he hasn't kissed Mercedes because I'd be looking for a reason. Like, oh, you dropped drop something. Do you want to kiss? Genevieve, I could see why. I getting some red flags from her early in the first episode, I believe. And then who knows who Anastasia is? I mean, I don't think she's been on screen.
And then the other ones he eliminated, right? So
yeah, he got rid of the ones he won't kiss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he's also kissed a few of those, hasn't he?
Yeah, he did that too. He wanted to make sure everybody was leaving here with something, you know?
Like a little gift bag? A
parting gift.
Yeah. Parting gift of, like, COVID.
Basically, they did all that quarantining just for him to go and then spread all their germs amongst each other. Shout out to Madison for deciding that she didn't want that. You know, I mean, she wanted it, but then also decided that she didn't want to see everybody else get it, and so she just left. I'm enjoying parts of this so far.
Nice. Well, are there any questions we can clear up for you at the beginning before we dive into episode 2? Things that would help you understand this Bachelor Nation universe.
Oh, yeah. Who is Taj Wan and where what is happening here? I was like, okay, this is weird. We brought in, they said, like, these three bad bitches from Bachelor Nation. I was like, oh, my God, what's Bachelor Nation? You know, and then they bring them out. I was thinking,
we're Bachelor Nation, Chappelle. Right. We are.
Yeah, but I'm like, but where? Like, if I'm Bachelor Nation, then, like, is Taj
it's a state here? Of being.
Right. And so they knew them. I was like, why, dude, how do you know these people? Are they on a separate show? And then I found out they were the judges. And then Taj Wan pulled a I Love New York and was just like, I'm sticking around and I'm going to eliminate these bitches. I was like, what's happening? So yeah, that was me watching the second episode. That's my number one question. Who is Taj Wan and why doesn't she have a spinoff? Yeah.
I love Taj Wan. Yeah, soon. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
Taj Wan, do you want to take that answer?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So Taj Wan started, what season was she first
Colton,
on?
Colton, I believe.
She was on Colton season a couple of years ago. She then came to Bachelor in Paradise. She started hooking up with a guy and realized that she had also hooked up with his uncle previously.
His uncle.
And that's not me making that up for fun. That is a real plot line that was on Bachelor in Paradise. She left. I think she cried a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she came back to this summer of Bachelor in Paradise. Right? And then she... Summer?
Was it
what they're all blending together forever, right, and always.
But two consecutive seasons.
Yeah. So she's not had much luck on these shows.
Mm. She's TV silver. You know, there's like people who are TV gold. She's like TV bronze-ish. You know, she's almost there to where you could keep bringing her back and she's going to be drama. But The Bachelor itself, the show, it just stomps that out because you have this opportunity for this woman to come in and be like, I'm here now. The rest of y'all suck and y'all are all going home and I'm going, like, and he's going to keep me. And then when it came time for it, he's like, you know, I really just want to pick people who are here for me, so I'm eliminating her because I don't want to do that to you. I was like, that's not how TV works.
No,
you're supposed
to
keep this lady until the final three. Yeah, where were the producers at?
Exactly. We're going to get to that because I have to agree. It's like, you're bringing these people back for a reason. But yes, they are all former contestants that had a little bit of, the bad bitch energy, we'll say.
Mm, okay. That was my number one question. I just needed to know because I really thought, okay, here's the drama of the season. You're bringing in New York. She's going to line everybody up. She's going to tell Delicious her mom has plastic hair. Like, she's going to do the whole thing. But then when they got rid of her, I was just like, well, that's kind of boring, actually.
They lost you as a viewer for the rest of the season.
I think so. I really do. Like, and another thing I had from the first episode. So I remember last time when I watched The Bachelorette with y'all, at the end, they do like in this season coming on, and it's like all the people are like, they're kissing, they're jumping off of planes, all kinds of stuff, Eiffel Tower, all this stuff. And then at the end, there's always like, this has never happened before on The Bachelorette. They're crying and like, I can't believe this. And she's getting left there standing there. And I think it was the two women. So then it was like, oh, which woman? They both the guys wanted one woman and all this other stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, that looks interesting. That looks like interesting TV. This one, the coming attractions was not, meh. There was nothing. There was nobody jumping over a fence. Right. There was nobody, you know, getting standing there getting left. He's just like crying. And it's like, this is kind of tame. I don't know. Am I wrong in thinking this?
No. Haley, we talked about this last week too, right? That it just didn't look like there's anything in the coming attractions to really grab us.
No, a lot of like the preseason not info, but like interviews was like, this was a season about love. Like this was a very love filled season. It's like, babes, that's not what we're here for.
Yeah. I don't come here for that. I mean, like we already have to suspend belief and say that these people are going to fall. These 23 year olds are going to fall in love in roughly 29 days or something like that, that are on the show, and they're going to get married as well. And then they're going to live happily ever after. Like we already go into that state of mind just to watch the show. So at least give us something. Give me something cartoonishly weird to happen. So I'm like, oh, okay. Because the rest of it's made up. It's made up. It's make-believe. I don't care who. I don't care how many relationships came out of it. Those were different reasons. They didn't come out of it from The Bachelor, the show. It came out of it just because of like happenstance. So I need some type of drama inserted into the season. And right now, I just don't get any. Oh, wait. Except that one girl who said that she hated her JK. That was
But cool. It was like, that was the most... We'll get there, but that was like one of the most boring beefs I've ever seen in this entire franchise.
In any show.
of any show. And also, if I had to pick a lead to have a group date about bad bitch energy, like... Zach is the last person I would choose. Like, that man gives me, like, pillow boy energy. And I'm fine with that because I love a pillow boy energy.
Yeah.
But he, like, he couldn't even say it convincingly.
Yeah, I wasn't convinced he had ever heard the song, knew who Lotto was, you know?
He doesn't know who Lotto is, yeah.
No, I had never heard of Lotto before in my life. I have heard this song. But I... since last night at 8 p.m. have learned too much about Lotto. And the one story I did see come up on my timeline that was relevant was that she is selling some used underwear on eBay.
Look at Lotto. That's that energy that she's talking about. If you don't have that kind of energy, how are you going to make it in the Bachelor franchise? Sell your underwear on eBay. You heard it here first. Well, you heard Lotto say it first.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't necessarily condone that, but... to each their own. And
well, TMZ, you know, reported that a woman was hospitalized after receiving some of the panties
from Lotto.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if they like, they said hospitalized after receiving. They didn't say because of the panties. So I don't know if TMZ is just like
correlation.
Like that. Yeah, it was more like this is just a sequence of events that happened. They don't have anything to do with each other.
Yeah, maybe it was after seeing her bank account. I don't know how much she shelled out just to get used underwear. So.
I'm just gonna leave that alone. But yeah, seeing Lotto here was definitely a surprise, because as he didn't know who Lotto was, I'm sure she's never seen The Bachelor.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
That's fair. That is fair. I was, however, very excited to see Amy Courtney Robertson.
Yeah, that's true. Another member of Bachelor Nation. So
criminally underused in the segment.
Yeah. For having guest stars, and I feel like they could have done more on this group date to sort of intimidate the women a little more, like thinking, hey, there's some more contestants coming, or and maybe they tried to do that with Tajwan, but yeah, I want to see a little more of Courtney's villain energy come through.
Yeah, I want to dig deep onto what is happening here. So Courtney Robertson is somebody I never expected to see anywhere near this franchise ever again. Amy, did you feel the same way?
Yeah, because she was the first to write a tell-all book and she didn't really hold back. She was the first and maybe the only contestant to really give behind the scenes dirt and sort of sell the producers out. Once she was off contract, she, you know, talked. That's how we learned a lot of the things that go behind the scenes.
Yeah, and it's funny you say off contract, Amy. I wonder if that was a segue, because she has a new podcast coming out called Off Contract, where she talks to Bachelor contestants who are no longer in their ABC contract.
I did see that, yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is it not excited on Apple Podcast? Because I tried to download it and it wasn't available for me.
It should be there.
Okay, well, I'll have to take another gander.
This sounds like something I would be interested in. Like, I don't need to know who these people are, but I need to know the stuff that they didn't show everybody else, right? So, like, tell me about the people who slept with somebody's uncle. Like, I need to know that information. And if you have to wait till you're off contract to do it and go meet this Courtney Robertson person, then go do it. I'm not going to read the tell-all book, but if she talks about it on the podcast, I'll check it out. I need to know all the mess.
It's a good book. That. Honestly, I think I'm due for a reread of it. It's been many a year since I read it.
Maybe, and maybe this was all coordinated. It's like, she's like, okay, I'll do another, like, I'll make my appearance. You want me back? And then boom, I have a podcast out and I'm going to like throw you guys under the bus again.
Yeah. Like, it feels a little all too like hand in hand in hand. I don't know. We'll see.
She's made a career over like screwing over these producers. She's like, well, yeah, I'll play your game.
Here's my tinfoil hat theory is that The Bachelor knows we're into this behind the scenes thing. We love to know the gossip going on. Who's more perfect than Courtney to give that to us? And sure, oh, it's off contract. It's not a Bachelor sanctioned podcast. But the first guest is Ashley I, who is like the like Bachelor wunderkind.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that that's not like just a little connected, a little connective tissue, maybe just perhaps a bit.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Because the few things that I know about this show is that the people who watch the show, The Nation, as it is, they know all the behind the scenes stuff, right? That's all they do. And then they know the cast before it even drops. Like, I don't think anybody's ever been shocked by a cast reveal on The Bachelor anymore. They already know who they are before the season ends. They know exactly what happened. And the show, you know, it doesn't do a good job of hiding that stuff. And so maybe, since we're doing the conspiracy theory thing, maybe The Bachelor has like contracted her, you know, even though it says off contract, she is like supposed to just do these like, you know, cookie cutter interviews that people, they call it off contract. But then when you go listen to it, it's just like, you know, The Bachelor's favorite people trying to like reinvigorate people to go listen to that. Maybe she's in like in partnership with Big Bachelor.
It's like, yeah, Big headline. Bachelor for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Big Bachelor energy. So we kind of jumped into that first date, but at the start of the episode, we saw Jesse Palmer come and tell the women. First, what stood out to me is that there was a Chyron saying, Jesse Palmer, age 44, host. Why did we need him to have a label? Did you, either of you catch that? I've never seen that before.
I didn't catch it in the original because I try not to look at the screen as much as possible. In fact, we were in the middle of a large puzzle in which we completed just before the recording of this podcast. But I did see it later on the Instagram.
Mm-mm, I saw it. I saw it because I'm always staring at the screen trying to learn everyone's names so I don't have to rewatch it. And I said, oh, it's Jesse, age 44. Is he a former contestant? Like, that's I mean, he is.
Question.
Yeah. It's like they have to remind you about like his stint on The Bachelor, but they didn't put enough money into actually changing his little thing. They changed the age and didn't just left it alone.
Yeah. It made me feel like, okay, if we have to be reminded who the host is, it's, something's not working right. Or did they think that people are going to confuse him with Zach?
No, I think they think they're being like funny. And they're like, we know you guys are looking at the Chyrons for the funny, funny things we put there. So wouldn't it be funny if we did this? I'm like really cynical about Big Bachelor tonight.
Yeah. So I have a question again. So I think in the one season we watched, the first season I did with y'all, they have brought in one woman to kind of mentor. I think it was the sex positive lady. She had to mentor the sex positive lady. And they were like friends. No, they brought in like a team of bachelorettes. Yeah. And they were like trying to coach her up. Is that what they're doing with this guy? Since it felt like they were trying to do like a bro thing to get them like, oh yeah, like, oh man, I remember my days on The Bachelor.
Oh, are you talking about Sean who came on the premiere?
Yeah, Sean. Yeah. And now Jake 44.
But he's actually the host, Jesse.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're trying to, I think, Haley, I think you're onto something that they're trying to make it funny that they had to give him a Chyron, but they didn't put any joke there, really.
No.
But yeah, with bringing Sean back, they're trying. He's the only successful Bachelor. He's the only one out of all these seasons who is still with the person he picked. He had kids with her. So I think they're trying to foreshadow or bring some good vibes as if like Zach will be the next Sean. Like, they're both from Texas, they're both like that all-American football guy, and I think that's what they were trying to do with bringing Sean back. But that's another person we didn't think would be back, because he didn't want to come back. He didn't want to associate with the show after they fired Chris Harrison. So
Oh.
He was a Chris Harrison. Yeah, he was a Chris Harrison supporter.
Oh, The Bachelor makes some choices, y'all. And it's not lost on me that there's been 27 seasons of this show and one Bachelor that is successful. There's probably been more successful relationships on Big Brother, and that's saying a lot.
That is. We've talked about that. And Survivor, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Between the two of them, I mean, don't get me wrong, Survivor had 40-some seasons, but Big Brother's only up to like 25. and they are blowing The Bachelor out of the water at this point.
Yeah. Jesse also says that Zach's going to do things a little differently. Every woman is going on a date this week. Haley, your thoughts? Because it doesn't seem like it should be something different, but it actually is.
I'm just kind of like, wow, groundbreaking. You're not going to try and like screw with the women's like mental state this early on or try to do it in a different way. I was like, who cares? Yeah, they should all be going on dates. Like, what does it matter?
Right. It just seems like a given that you've cut the women at the first rose ceremony. Everybody's left. You should at least go on a group date with them, right? To see why you kept them around.
Yeah, for sure.
Did I miss the group date for the second group? Because it just felt like they decided to do another. They decided to do the first episode again for those people. You know,
they
like,
cut the date part portion.
They
cut it from the show?
Yeah. So apparently it was a puppet show hosted by Patrick Warburton.
They make some good choices sometimes too.
Yeah. How do you feel about not seeing Zach's uncle, Patrick Warburton, come on and do a puppet show?
This is an uncle themed podcast.
Keep Tajwan away from the uncle.
Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah, I didn't know what happened. I just looked up and I thought I saw them doing basically one-on-one dates again. And I thought, we just did this in the first episode. I mean, I guess it's cool because a lot of them really didn't get a lot of time. I had no clue there was this puppet thing. And there's an uncle. I had no clue.
I mean, Haley, you had to do some digging to find that out, right?
Well, I didn't have to do that much digging. It like came to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not in like a dream or anything. Like I have I do have like a Bachelor chat group of my friends IRL who sent it in. So.
Okay. Yeah. I had seen that as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I feel good. Dad,
are you singing to your cereal?
Yes, I am. Like I knew that I would.
No, a dance too?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk. Starts the morning on a high note.
Yow! Songs, dances, and dad jokes.
Oh, so good. So good. I got you.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.
This episode is brought to you by CarMax. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because CarMax believes you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car they sell has CarMax certified quality so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive. CarMax. The way car buying should be. Start shopping now at CarMax.com.
If you're just watching it, you know, Chappelle, you make a good point that it did seem odd and you're not a loyal viewer, but it was confusing because we didn't see them getting a date card. We didn't see them say, like, where with the first group who had the lotto date, we got the date card. We got to hear who's going on it. And all of a sudden we just have a group of the second half of women and we never see like some kind of explanation like, oh, we're just going to dinner or we're just going to a cocktail party, because they didn't air that whole second portion of the date.
Yeah,
so very strange.
They lied to us. They could have left the part out where they said, okay, we're doing three different dates. We're doing group A, group B, and a one-on-one. It's like, and then you showed us group A and the one-on-one. I was like, well, I was waiting. I like rewinded it a couple times. I was trying to see if I missed something. I was like, I looked to see if there was a deleted scene somewhere on Hulu. I didn't see it. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just bachelor illiterate.
No. They definitely left that out. All right. So Lotto date, a thing that stood out to me about this as well is that usually when we have a date like this and they have to compete, so they all had to like walk down the runway, show their bad bitch energy. Usually there's a winner crowned, even if it's not like they might get extra time with Zach or like a trophy and there's more drama created. Chappelle, do you feel like that would have maybe given you a little more interest in this date? Or is there someone you would have crowned a winner?
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because they brought in judges. Why? Why did you bring in judges? They didn't judge anything. I've never been this confused watching reality TV, and I just watched the Easy Bake Battle on Netflix. You know, I don't understand why you tell us that you're bringing these three bad bitches back for the judge the show, and then they come out, they do nothing, and then Tajwan tries to go and get on the show, and then she doesn't get on the show. What was this episode doing? But I'm just confused. did I miss that too? Did they cut that?
Yeah, they just cut the entire episode, and we're not even sure what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, they could have done like an American Idol type panel with these judges and, you know, have one of them, Haley, who would you cast as like the Paula? Who's the nice one?
Victoria.
Victoria would be like the sweet. And then Courtney would maybe be the Randy, like kind of nice, kind of.
Yeah, and then Tajwan is coming in as Simon.
Yeah. We could have got some really good gems out of that and sound bites, and we didn't. They missed the mark here, too.
Yeah, it was just weird, and I'm going to be honest. I don't know who won. Please don't tell me. I don't care.
I don't think they did.
There's no winner. Okay. The judges didn't do anything.
Okay, super. Great. Love that for us. I also loved Tajwan's move to insult everyone around her, just in case she made it on the show.
Right. So they had the after party at this antique store type place that they have every season. I'm not sure why they're going for this Joanna Gaines vibe, but they must have a good deal worked out with them.
Yeah, they're like, they have more screen time than some of the women who are still on this season.
Totally. And yeah, we saw some one-on-one segments where Zach is talking to different women, but then he's talking to Kat and Tajwan shows up, and yeah, it was unexpected. I didn't catch a vibe between the two of them during that date. So is this all just an airtime ploy, Tajwan working out a deal with producers? But it seems odd, like Chappelle, you were saying, if you're going to go that far, then why couldn't the producers somehow like get her to stay on the show? Just tell Zach, like, no, she's here.
Yeah, it feels like Zach has too much integrity. You know, he's like, I just can't do that to people. I'm like, why? This is TV. You're supposed to do that to people. Because when he decides that she's not coming back, I was like, I don't know if this show should have lasted 27 seasons. Like, you're supposed to bring in drama. You're supposed to. It's like tomato, tomato, tomato. I was booing him. I don't think he did it right. I think you have to bring in a new bachelor. We need a fresh one. Throw this one back in. Was there not a better choice from last season?
There was at least seven better choices.
Maybe not from last season, but like in recent, like Bachelor in Paradise, recent seasons, like they can go off book and do something a little different. They just didn't.
They can find a roommate of another bachelor person, and we would have been fine with that too.
Right.
I did like how they went to go jump Tajwan. That was hilarious. They're like, we need to confront her, and then 25 women walk in the room. I said, are y'all gonna fight her? They did not, but And she kind of won the argument in a way, right, which is very weird, right? She took on 25 of them and just like decimated them and sent them on their way crying and stuff. It was good.
Yeah, we definitely needed her to come back to the mansion. At the very least, like, he could have let her, like, okay, I'm not sure yet, but like, let's hang out till the rose ceremony and just see. Because then you can see the other women's true colors, how they react. Because no one was all that welcoming to Tajwan, you know. They were just kind of questioning her. But yeah, Haley, like you said, her move of just like, well, you guys all suck, so I think I have the best chance.
That was wild. That was wild. Like, if Zach, like, lets you in the house, you're not making your time there easy at all.
Mm-hmm. It's such a good thing, though, to come in and just, and, like, to find the one thing that you could say to actually justify you being there. She's like, you know, they brought me in to judge the competition, and since it was so abysmal, I just felt like I was doing everyone a favor by joining the competition. Like, I can't leave y'all on this screen by yourself. What are y'all going to do? Y'all have no BBE. Or so she decided to just take it upon herself. I think she made some valid points.
True.
Yeah, now, I can't disagree.
They didn't show the actual scene of Zach telling Tajwan he wasn't going to let her stay. It was just him, Tajwan, can I talk to you? And then coming back and telling the other women, I couldn't let her stay. So any conspiracy theories behind why that scene wasn't shown?
I feel like it probably just like wasn't that interesting. They wanted like the like hype up of they wanted to have like the drama of did he invite her back or not, and The Bachelor doesn't tend to do flashbacks, So I feel like it would have felt out of place if they like if he said his answer and then they like went back and showed her being broken up with.
And I don't think it was that interesting to see it as well, because she just met the guy. She really had no, I mean, to be fair, they all just met the guy, but she just showed up today. So it's not like she's like, I left my family behind for this. I was like, you know the game. So he probably said, Tajwan, chill. And she said, all right, cool. It was nice meeting you. And then got up and left. And then, but meanwhile, the other girls are in the other room squirming. And he's like, you know, I just couldn't do that to y'all. And they're like, kiss me, you know? So I think that's more what it was. And there was just nothing to show.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right about that. He did hand out a group date that went to Catherine. So I think it was her move on the date saying like, oh, I love how we're best friends, but I'm not just your friend. And then that got the makeout. I don't know if anyone else stood out as having good one-on-one time here.
No, absolutely not.
I liked hearing about Blakely May. That was fun.
One-on-one date.
Yeah, well, the whole Blakely May thing was just the buildup. You want to talk about the buildup for Tajwan? I don't know. Like she was acting like I don't know what like the buildup was just so much. And it's like this cannot be not the first woman to ever come on the show with a child. No, I refuse to believe it. Yeah, and so she comes. She's like, I just have this deep dark secret that I have a kid and I don't want to tell him. But it's like then she tells him. And she's crying. He's crying. She's like, what? It's okay. This is just a child. It's fine.
But I don't think he seemed okay with it.
No, he didn't.
He was freaking out. Like, and that's fine. It's fine. It's so fine. He was like, I think he handled it well for how much he was freaking out.
Yeah. Yeah. So this was Christina. She got the one-on-one date. So at first it's, oh, we're going on a helicopter ride. And then it's, oh, we're going to stop by my parents' house. They're having kind of a family reunion, birthday party type thing. They've done this kind of date a few times with a few different bachelors, especially if they live close to LA. And this usually sets somebody up to be hated by the other women in the house because it's like, oh, she already met the family. But Haley, as you know, it usually also is not somebody that the lead's going to end up with. So I think it makes sense that Christina was kind of slotted for this because Zach's not ready to be a dad.
No. God, it's so terrifying to meet the family not expecting it.
Right.
This is a tough date. I would not want to be on it.
Yeah. What about her move to not tell the other women? Because then he kind of called her out inadvertently, what obviously I'm sure the producers told him to.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with her not telling it, telling anyone else. I don't think it was like a shiesty move, but because, God, was it in the episode where one of the other girlies, Brooklyn, I guess, was like, I don't want to hear about what you're doing with Zach. I don't want to hear it. So I think Christina made the right move of not telling people.
Mm-hmm. It's just as risky, I guess, if it, like what happened, it comes sure. out. And so, but yeah, it could just put a target on you if you're like, well, and I already met, like Crystal from Ari's season did this where it's like, yeah, I met the family or something. I think it was mm-hmm. her, but, and then it just sort of makes everybody else hate you.
Mm-hmm. Isn't the move to just downplay it? Like, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, I met his family, but it was, you know, whatever. It's the second day. Nobody cared. You know, like something like that. Instead of being like, I met his family. Ooh.
Right. You know, she should have found a middle ground.
Yeah. Just been like, yeah, we went inside his family. They're like, oh, you met mom. It's like, bro, it was not that serious. Stop it.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Cause I mean, it really wasn't. It's probably a stressful thing for her, but it wasn't even good TV.
Yeah. They showed a couple of pics on their phone of him in high school or college or something. And yeah, not too much. Nothing big came out there. But he does give her a rose to move on. He wants to see. It kind of seemed like it was conditional in a way. Like, okay, I'm not ready to let you go, but I'm not sure that I'm ready for this timeline, this accelerated timeline, because that would be like instant dad situation.
Yeah, I also feel like he knew he would look like such a dick if he sent her home right after she said she has a kid.
That's yeah. probably more so.
That's probably exactly the move. Like, he's thinking about not giving her the rose, and the producers are just shaking their head like, stop, please don't do this. We need you. We need you to the rest of the season. We need people to tune in. But I mean, you're right. I mean, like, he didn't really want it. So, I mean, I don't think it'd be out of bounds for him to not just cut her. Cause I mean, there's no, like, again, go back to my girl Gabby from episode one. Just uh-huh. skip all that part. You know, like, we don't have to do all of this. You're going to cut me. Go ahead and go. Yeah. And so I probably would have preferred for a television that he did it the other way, but I see what's happening here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll probably cut her right before hometowns or something. And it's like, oh, I have to send you home. I don't want to meet your family if you're not the one, kind of thing.
Oh, you think she's making it far?
I think so.
Yeah, I think she's making it far.
You don't think so?
So it's not that I don't think so. It's just like, that's the good TV that I have to wait for. You know, like, oh, yeah. When you really go break the single mom's heart, you know, that's when I'm like, that's when people are tuning in and like on the edge of their seat. But I don't know. Maybe there's a world where in the next 17 days, he decides he wants to be a dad. I don't know.
Right. Maybe he's got to think about it. He's got to learn more about Blakely May.
Maybe she doesn't have good vibes. He has a point.
Yeah, so then the third date was like the after party only. And so Chappelle, I think this was like where it kind of led into the cocktail party, and it was kind of confusing, but they had like a small portion of the second group of women just talking to him about, oh, this was where like Gabby was worried about that she hadn't kissed him, and all the other women were talking about if they used tongue or not.
He got big tongue energy.
Yeah, yes. So it seems like this house, these women, there's like two sides, and there's the side that wants to talk about every last detail of their date, of their kisses, and the other side that's like, I don't want to know. And then the side that doesn't want to know is getting worked up because they're not as far along as some of these others that are sharing all these details. So I don't know what side you guys fall on. Where would you fall, Haley?
I'm a prude, so I wouldn't be doing any kissing, but I love gossip, so I would want everyone to tell me.
Okay, so you just be the listening ear.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, girl, tell me. I'm not going to end up with this loser dude. Yeah, I'm hoping I end up getting a free vacation to Hungary. Like, come on, let's go.
Yeah, I'm team start a pot, you know, whatever gets the most people talking. So, you know, I might not have anything to share, but I want to make sure that someone else does. So, you know, like, did you hear what she did? You know, like a family, a piece of what a piece of work, you know, that kind of, like, I heard this woman got a kid, you know, that's me behind the scenes kind of like, I think she's ready to be a dad. So I feel like the only reason why is because it made it feel like that first group spent time with him and had like an actual date, right? And then the second group, because they didn't show it, they didn't have that. And so a lot of them are sitting around like, poor Brianna. You know, it was poor Brianna. You know, just sitting around just like, I don't even know if the man remembers my name. America chose me and I haven't seen him and you know, like all this other stuff. So I feel like with her energy and like the people who are complaining about not getting enough time, it's going to be a lot of tears this season.
Yeah, I would have to say Brianna definitely had a point here, that she's the only one there who didn't receive a rose from Zach. And so she's like not sure whether or not he likes her, what the vibe is. And I really wish she would have just kind of opened up about that a little earlier to him. And I don't know. Yeah. I just like let go a bit. I feel like she's really holding back. And I kind of feel like she's making excuses for maybe why her and Zach aren't connecting that well.
Yeah, I think there was a way to play it off. I think it was a little early to be like really emotional over that point. Like, oh, I don't know if you chose me. Maybe just play it off like, hey, you want me here too, right? I know America likes me, and just kind of make a joke of it or something. Because it just seems a little early to. Yeah, I just worry about her longevity in this game.
You don't have to worry about her longevity. She doesn't have any.
Okay.
She's gone. I mean, they did try to give her a little drama with the with the LOL JK, I hate you, you know, that kind of thing. But prior to that, yeah, I was like, why is she so emotional? I get it. It was just yesterday, and you have like all day today, essentially, to go and make a name for yourself. You basically repeated, you know, the cocktail party again. So during the cocktail party, grab the dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, Brianna, like, chill, bro. America voted for you for a reason. And I think we made a mistake. I didn't vote, but I think we made a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah. So she had a great first impression. I just think they're not for each other, you know, like maybe the environment's not for her, but I think he would have chosen her night one, but I don't. Yeah. I think either way, probably the progression will be what it was going to be. So let's talk about the, her confrontation, I guess, with Christina about the comment. Chappelle, did you remember Christina making that comment from the first episode?
No, and it's funny that Haley says The Bachelor normally doesn't do flashbacks because we got that one.
Yeah, like, we did.
Remember that time you said you hate me, LOL, JK? I was just like, well, you heard the JK part, right? Like, it's cool. You know, like, she's just kidding. And even if she isn't, you didn't come here to be cool with her. You'll be fine. But that felt like, yeah, that felt like to me the thing that Haley, that you were saying that she was using to kind of like, oh, this is why her and Zach ain't bonding. You know, like, oh, this crazy Christina girl, she hates me so much that I can't even get my head in the game. Oh, my God, I'm not going to find love because Christina hates me. I'm not a fan of Brianna anymore. I'm sorry. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I want to be delicate in this situation because obviously, like, I do not obviously know what it's like to be a Black woman in a situation with a bunch of other white women who she may have had some like uncomfortable experiences previously, and this is just kind of feeding into that. But it is, I don't think Christina like meant any harm by it. I really do think it was just like a, oh my God, I hate you because you got the rose and I didn't, LOL. Like, I genuinely do think it was coming from a JK place. But I think Brianna just like let it fester in her soul a little too long. And I do really appreciate that she was comfortable enough to bring that up to Christina. And like Christina responded very favorably. Christina has obviously gone to a few therapy sessions because the way she was responding was very much like, I am listening to you. I am taking you that in. And I am sorry for that. That's not what I intended. So I think that they both handled that situation pretty well. You think at that moment, Brianna just needs to let it go.
Yeah. And I don't want to minimize her situation either, just because it's like, she comes in, she's looking around. She's like, not a lot of people who look like me here. I kind of haven't even got to, you know, America chose me and I'm sure they're envious of that.
Yeah.
You know, people have enough reason to not like you just based off of whatever preconceived notion they have of you, and that people already knew of her before coming on the show. So she probably felt a way anyway. And then you put the race thing on top of that. And then you put the general insecurities about probably just being around people you didn't know. It probably was festering. But ultimately, if you're going to let this one comment shake you so much that where you can't, you know, this again, this probably not for you. You got to be able to push through when it's this short amount of time and this, you know, like this magnitude of a prize, because you're fighting basically with these women for your husband, potentially. So it's like, you kind of have to be able to shake this one off. If it continues, you know, definitely right. Speak. I wasn't mad at her for telling, but you know, you gotta be able to shake it or you're going to lose the game.
I did have to laugh when she did bring it to Zach, and she's like, well, I could tell, like, do you want to know who it is? And when he kind of just was like, I don't need to get involved. And then she's like, well, you know, we could tell that she really wanted to tell.
She wanted to. And we could see from the preview that she like brought it up to him again later and was like, well, it's this person. I think Zach handled it pretty well too. I think he like heard her be like, yeah, well, she said she hated me, lol, JK. And Zach was like, she said JK though. And she was, and Brianna was like, yeah. And Zach was like, okay, like, I see what's going on here. He wasn't like, get over it, but he was giving off get over it vibes for sure.
You could tell it wasn't that serious, that they didn't have to go, you know, chase someone down, like, you know, Colton's season or Peter Weber's season. It was like back and forth. You'd have to like go and talk, like, let's air this out. They lived for that drama. It doesn't seem like Zach is about that.
Yeah. And microaggressions are real, you know? So like, if you caught one, you know, a lot of times, but again, sometimes you could just be clouded by what's going on around you. And then like, you could be in your own head about those things. It just does happen.
Especially could be in your head about, like,
Remember that time she said JK? You know, like, did she really mean it? You know, like, you know, so maybe that's a part of it. But she's letting it beat the hell out of her on this show. Like, I really need her to like to stand up and just like take control of the situation. You know, she spoke up for herself, but now you have to get in the game. I don't, these women, I always say this, they always forget that this is a game. This is a competition show. It's not a dating show. You think it's a dating show, but it's really not. You need to get her out of here. And if you got to go tell Zach, you're still like, that JK though. You know, if you got to bring it up, do what you got to do.
Yeah, and I also like appreciate Zach saying like, yeah, like if I don't give you a rose, it's not because of like that situation. It's because like I don't feel like I can be myself around you. Like, I thought that was way more like scathing than anything.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't exactly follow what he meant there, though. What was he trying to say?
I think he's saying she's too uptight. He's like, I'm goofy, I'm crazy, I'm fun. Like, loosen up. And she's sitting there crying, like, but she said JK. You know, I think he just really wasn't, like, he was trying to get her to loosen up. This is day two. Yeah. He's probably like, you know, he's surrounded by beautiful women. He wants to, you know, date these women, laugh and all that kind of stuff. And she's trying to have like a serious conversation with him. And I think he really wanted to just be like, all right, now tell me about yourself. You know.
He wanted to LOL JK.
Right. Yeah. She wasn't there yet.
No, true. We saw a couple of mini dates at this cocktail party. That's where the women sort of create their own moment with the help of producers. But we saw Brooklyn practice the lasso with him, teach him.
Genuinely talent. Like, yeah. I was blown away by that.
Definitely. And then Gabby brought a whole like tub of peanut butter cups. So, and that got her the kiss. Haley, would that snack chat move win you over?
If it was a snack I loved, yes. I'm not a big peanut butter cup girly.
Okay. That surprises me.
I don't love peanut butter and chocolate together. I find it just too rich for my poor little tummy. I do love both of them separately.
Chappelle, how about you? How about bringing food into like doing that Lady and the Tramp thing? We saw that a couple times.
Yeah, I don't really love that either. Just, you know, especially not peanut butter, but I just, in general, food does not belong anywhere near me in those situations.
Yeah, I don't want sexy food time. I want only food time.
Right.
Yeah, like, peanut butter breath is not good. Not good for kissing.
But Gabby had to do it because she was stressing about not, like, she felt like she was, everybody else was just, you know, like getting all this time and he wasn't feeling her. She was breaking down left and right. She's like, okay, just shove the peanut butter in my mouth and see what happens.
Yeah. So I find that Gabby did basically what we saw Madison do last week, but like recover from it. Like, she had kind of like a bit of an awkward one-on-one time during the group date, and she was really upset she didn't get the rose, and she was like really wondering what the point was of her being here. And I feel like she really turned it around during that cocktail hour time, and like she got the rose based off of that time.
Yeah, and we don't see that too often. Usually it's like, doesn't go well on a group date. It's kind of like, okay, you're written off, you're not long for this show, but she did turn it around for this. We saw a couple other people pop up, like Ariel. She had a like, tell me your biggest fear, and it just seemed like everyone was trying to get that kiss count up, you know, like, okay, he's been kissing everyone, I haven't been kissed. So she did the like, my biggest fear is that we won't kiss tonight. And that worked as well. So I guess as long as he's into you and he's into most of them, it'll work.
Yeah.
He's into everyone. You know, yeah, I thought it was so generic, you know, like the, you know, my biggest fear is having my heart broken. And he's like, oh yeah, my biggest fear is that people aren't here for me. You know, they're here for screen time and all this other stuff. She's like, okay, well, kiss me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, cool. Let's do it. And then everybody else proceeds to like, do like, I like the montage because it shows one woman doing a sentence and then kissing him, and then the next woman a sentence kissing him, and like, wait, we have no context of what they were talking about. It's just like, yeah, and then this is Jess kissing him, and then this is Christina kissing him, and it was just one after the other. It was funny.
Yeah we haven't learned much about any of these people. We just know the kiss count at this point. Haley, anybody else that stood out to you from these little moments?
I'm gonna say absolutely not.
I enjoyed Greer. Okay. And her decision to just be Texas all the time. Yeah. I was like, is this as a Texan? Yeah, mm-hmm. But as a Texan, I just don't I don't know if I would bond with somebody like that. She's just like, UT Austin, I love Austin. Austin is Texas and Texas is Austin and you're from Texas. And I was like, okay. And then it just worked.
I really don't think you would bond with her. There was a scandal that came out throughout this week that she was defending blackface just a few years ago.
Well, she is from Texas. And so, no, I'm joking. So if you're from Texas, you can laugh with me on that one. I promise. I'm not saying anything offensive to you. You know the game. But yeah, she can go.
Yeah, I did see she like posted something on her story, but not to the main feed. So she just...
Oh, her story, but not the main feed. Nice. Oh, nice.
Yes. Let's see. We have the rose ceremony. So they did, at least, maybe this is why they cut out the puppet date. They had to make room for the rose ceremony to keep us happy and follow the traditional format of an episode.
You know what? I would rather see this rose ceremony than a puppet show. So they are correct. You know what? They got this one right.
I just can't believe they cut the Patrick Warburton, because that is his uncle and he is like, you know.
He must be coming back at some point.
Yeah.
Do you think he didn't clear it? He's like, okay, my nephew can go on the show, but I don't want to be involved at all. I'm like,
he came to the group. He came to the hometown date.
Oh yeah.
Well, maybe he wasn't a fan of the final edit and was like, I get to approve or disprove.
He looked great in the final edit.
Yeah, it's gonna be a mystery, that lost footage.
He'll probably be back. I'm sure he'll be back, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think so. So coming into this rose ceremony, Christina has a rose already from her one-on-one, and so do Jess, which I don't really remember what stood out about Jess, and Catherine from their group dates. And he gives roses to Brooklyn, Genevieve. Chappelle, you mentioned some red flags from Genevieve. She was the one who did like the diapering of a doll with
that's the red flag. That's the one. Okay. It's right there. It's right there. Red flag, flashing lights. I was like, when it happened, I was looking around trying to find the exit. I was like, okay, how do I get out of the room? Because my skin is crawling. This was the worst thing ever. I don't know what else to tell you. I've never seen anything this bad in my life.
I love it.
When you get a Volvo, you get more than a car. You get My Volvo Experience. From Volvo-certified technicians that are always there for you and whose priority is your safety, to safety innovation that helps you protect what's important. Volvos are designed for less worrying and more living, because there's nothing more important than helping keep you safe on the road. Visit MyVolvoExperience.com for further details and T's and C's.
Greer, Allie, I guess they made out, but yeah, she's kind of, I don't know, middle of the road maybe. Charity. I do like Charity. I don't think we saw too much of her this episode.
No, I wanted more from her. And like I said last week, she just like, I just find her really interesting. I want to see more from her. And I think we will. And she has a great future here on this season of The Bachelor.
Yeah. She felt, like you said, they all got the montage treatment.
Mm-hmm. They just showed each of them. And Charity got a kiss on the first episode too. Mm-hmm. And so maybe she's just like climbing the ranks, like, you know, but she's getting under edited right now because of all the drama and with the LOL JK there. She's cool. I remember her vividly because she distracted me from that horrible gritty that happened last week.
We also have Katie, Gabby, Ariel, Anastasia, Kylie, Davia, Mercedes, Bailey, and Brianna, who get the roses. So Brianna was left, you know, worrying, getting that last rose. And then we lost, unfortunately, Kat. Also Victoria, who was like the TikTok star and not really a star of this show. And then Kimberly, who was totally invisible. Any shocks there, Haley?
No. I thought maybe we had another week of Kat, but like, sorry, that woman's not making it to the end.
I was rooting for Kat, you know, I was just like.
Well, you can root for her on Bachelor in Paradise when she's in.
Definitely going there.
Every time I come on here, we talk about that. Like, you should watch one episode of Bachelor in Paradise. And every time I'm like, no. So, but maybe this will be the time. If Kat's there, I would like to come back and talk to y'all about it.
Sure. You're in.
Okay.
And then we close the episode with a debate about farting or not farting in front of a partner. So I'd love to know where you two fall on this.
It would be a long 50 years.
To hold it in.
Yeah.
I think I've seen a television show or read a book or something like that where the woman said that she never wanted to fart in front of her husband. So she would always just like hold it until he left the room. Or she would just excuse herself out of the rooms because she didn't want to seem like not ladylike. I think that is so dumb. I'm sorry. Like, you just, if it's got to go, you got to go. Just do your thing. If that man is your husband, he's not going to leave you for you farted one time. I mean, he will see you in worse states. I guarantee it.
Right. Yeah, don't ruin your stomach for a man.
Right. No, like, I think we're all unified
don't
here.
Do that.
I was surprised by how many were just like, oh, I would never, I would run across the street. Like,
they have probably never lived with a man before.
That's it. They're all like 23.
Yeah.
It's just anytime you're in a situation where you're going out of your way to do something for someone and they wouldn't do the same thing for you, you should probably stop, because I guarantee you no man is running across the street to hide his fart for anybody. If anything, it will happen and I will just lie and be like, was that you? You know, like, but I'm not running across the street to not fart in front of nobody. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Like halfway across the street, you should just grab your clown nose and put it on. You really think about what you're doing.
Oh boy.
All right, well, let's get into audience questions that we did not post. So Haley, we only have a question from George, but
we have a question from also Lottie L. I threw in there.
Ooh, Lottie L. So
yeah, so
those who are in the know, that
if you want to make sure you get your question read, email us at bachelorwrapup@gmail.com. My bad, I didn't post a thread this week. I am sorry. I had to go to the office today and that throws me off my day. So I just did not remember to do it. I'm sorry. bachelorwrapup@gmail.com.
Yes, perfect. But Chappelle, this is your time then. Any other questions that come up after we get through Lottie's, let us know.
Okay, I'll think on it.
All right. This is from Lottie from Vancouver Island, British Columbia. Hello, Amy and Haley. Okay, so Greer seems to have a favorite wardrobe choice. She wore it in her intro package, and here it is again. It is a white bodysuit. I think that is the name of it anyway, type shirt, except she doesn't snap the bottom part and leaves it hanging out of her shorts. Is this a new fashion trend? If she doesn't find wearing a bodysuit comfortable or whatever, why not just wear a shirt? Or is this like the fashion trend where ladies wear underwear that has the waistband visible to all? I may completely be out of touch with current fashion trends, given my height of fashion was the 80s and 90s. I'm very curious what your thoughts were on this fashion choice. One more thing. I was wondering if the poll questions for the audience were available on Facebook or something like that. I don't have Twitter or Instagram and really don't want to get them. Just a request. Love your show. I listen to every podcast and have since you started. You are what makes the Bachelor franchise part of my never miss shows. Even the ridiculous VIP last fall. Can't promise I watch VIP this fall though. LOL. Thanks for all you guys, as well as George Du, loyal listener and fellow Canadian to Haley, Lottie. That's so nice, Lottie.
That almost made me cry near the end. I'm not going to lie to you. It's funny that you bring up this weird bodysuit. Now, I don't think it's an actual bodysuit, but you're totally right. It looks like a bodysuit. Ethan has been viscerally angry about this outfit for 2 weeks straight now. Like, he was so mad when he saw it last week, and he was so mad again when he saw it this week.
Okay, so
it doesn't make any sense. It was the same shirt, but it was in her intro package.
Okay. Chappelle, did this stand out to you?
No, I have no clue what y'all are talking about. Okay. I'm like, I need to know too. So I'm going to look it up when we finish this. So explain it to me. The half of it's unbuttoned.
So it's like, it's almost like a corset top, but there's like a little cutout at the hip. And it like tucks into
so it hangs down in the middle.
Yeah.
So it looks like a unitard like a leotard or a bodysuit that hasn't been latched at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is weird. That is
weird. I don't like breeze on my body parts that I don't want there to be breeze on. So I would find this very uncomfortable. But again, I don't want the breeze. Like, I don't want that cold bit of my hips being cold.
It's a Texas thing, you know? It's so hot here. You just gotta, sometimes you just have to unbutton your bodysuit.
Wow,
you know?
Chappelle just stood up and he is wearing that shirt right now.
Whoa. You see me. You see me. It's such a Texas thing, you know? All that stuff.
Texas trend.
Basically. I mean, I'm in Texas and I've never seen it, but I'm sure, again, I'm old. And so I'm sure that it's happening somewhere and I just don't know about it.
Mm. And Lottie, I will try and put these in the, let me know. Email me if you are part of the patron group. If not, maybe I can just like email you the link and you can vote on Twitter, but not sign in. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how technology works. Let's workshop it over the next few weeks and see what happens.
Yeah, we can ask George too if he has a thought on that. But thank you for being so loyal to the draft. So Chappelle, we did our opponent for our draft is whoever is the listeners. So we drafted. Mm-hmm. We each drafted 10 women and then there were 10 left over. So that's the listeners team. And I think they're going to beat us.
Wait, do we lose anybody this week?
Let's check.
The listeners did not lose anybody
this
week.
They didn't lose anybody?
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, that means we lost 3.
I lost 2. Amy lost 1. The listeners lost 5 last week. So they only have 5 left, but they have a good 5. They have a great 5.
Yeah, they're 5. They all got kisses this week, and you get kiss points on our draft. So the listeners have Ariel, Allie, Brooklyn. Maybe you didn't kiss Brooklyn. I'm not sure. Katie and Catherine left. And yeah,
at least one of those got like a group date rose, did they not?
Yeah, Catherine did.
Yeah.
Yeah, not looking good. I don't know. You still have Greer, Haley. I have Charity. Feeling good about that, Jess.
I thought I had Charity. I keep thinking I have Charity and I keep getting excited that I have Charity, but I don't. I'm mad.
Yes. All right. So let's talk about those draft picks. I'm in the lead, 73 with 7 picks left. Haley, you're in second with 66 points, 5 picks left. Listeners are close third with 61 points and 5 picks. Okay. It's not so bad then.
No.
All right. And then George said, welcome to week 2, Amy and Haley. Your podcast is amazing. I hate you, JK.
I know you don't hate us because you dedicate like quite a bit of your spare time to us.
Yeah, that would be a long hate.
Unless you're like hate listening and hate draft point tallying. And I don't think you can. I don't think you can do that.
Yes. Yeah, so follow at GeorgeCTV for to vote on the polls so that you can get these bonus draft points each week. And see the final results. Okay, so George asks, so which would you rather have, bad bitch energy or big tongue energy?
I feel like maybe big tongue energy, because it's just more like specific. And I probably won't get a speeding ticket with big tongue energy.
How about you, Chappelle?
Can I defer?
No, you cannot. You have to answer.
I too don't want to get a speeding ticket, so I will pick big tongue energy.
Not. I'm not saying that the big tongue energy will get me out of a speeding ticket. I'm saying that the bad bitch energy might lead me into getting a speeding ticket.
Mm. Oh, and I was definitely saying my big tongue energy would get me out of a speeding ticket, hopefully.
Haley, did you see, I'm sure you're not following him, but Zach posted a screen grab or an image from the episode that showed BBE in the background and he wrote boring bachelor energy. So at least he.
Oh, that's funny.
Makes fun of himself.
Good for him.
If you were selected for a group date with 10 others, what would be your preferred activity?
Laying down, watching TV. Like snuggling as a group. 10
people?
Yeah. Why? You know what? I'd probably want to hang out with the women more than I want to hang out with the bachelor anyway. So I think like a snuggle time where I get to pick the TV show and we all watch it together. That sounds like my perfect date. Or one of my friends recently sent me a 4-part series on TikTok about this guy who attended his friend's wedding in Italy. Where am I going with this? Oh, yeah. And it was like a 3-day celebration where they had a beautiful welcome dinner, a beautiful rehearsal dinner, and then the great wedding. At the rehearsal dinner, there was a 10-course meal where every course was pizza. And that's my dream date.
Ooh. 10 courses of pizza, like dessert pizza, appetizer pizza, salad pizza.
Yes. 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 And if there's 10 of us, we each get to choose one pizza and I'll eat the pizza. that would be mine.
Do you have any date ideas this show could try?
I'm sure it's been 27 seasons. I'm sure they've done it all. This could not be the first runway that they've done in 27 seasons. Like you would think that's like, yeah, exactly. So I'm like,
it's the worst runway they've done in the last 5 seasons, and they've done a runway every 5 seasons. Like, each of the 5 seasons.
Everyone. Yeah.
And this is the worst one.
Well, it wasn't great.
Yeah. I thought it was fine. You know, it just happened. I didn't know if I didn't have the other seasons to compare it to, though.
No, that's fair.
Right. I think I'd take that date. Remember on Nick's season where they went to like the Museum of Heartbreak?
That was a good one.
Give me a museum date where you're just walking around. You can kind of do your own thing.
I'll one up you one museum date on next season and give you the Raven and him roller skating around the museum. Did I make that up?
I don't know.
I know they went to a museum. They went to a Minnesota museum.
Do y'all roller skate?
I mean, Chappelle, I can barely walk, dude.
Yeah. it's been some years.
I feel like if you make 10 people go roller skating, you get like various levels of fun out of there. Like you're going to get the people who are really good skaters who you're like really impressed with them. And then you're going to do a lot of falling down. And that's always funny.
Yeah, I do some ice skating, not well. So I think roller skating might actually be better for me because there's more like surface area to skate on. But I'm just like, I don't have great control over my body.
All right. If you were on this date, the BBE date, you know, they kind of put the women on the spot after the runway. They had to give a story about the one time you were, as Lotto described, a real bad bitch, or as Zach described it, when you stood your ground, you were yourself and said, no, I'm going to be me. So what would your story be? I don't know if if Zach's definition is the same as Lotto's definition, but if you're put on the spot, you're on this date, what's the move here? Even if it's not like, I don't know, they kind of brushed over all these women's stories.
Yeah,
really brought anything here.
No, they didn't. And it all felt like so awkward, which I get because I have never been a bad bitch. Right. I don't exude any bad bitch energy whatsoever. Just crying bitch energy, and that's about it. I can't even like tell you of a time where I stood my ground or anything because like I am such a pushover. I hate conflicts. Like the only time, if I can find that little kernel of like Well, I was myself in that moment. Like, I've been hosting a Bachelor podcast for 9 years. I think that's like, I think I've been myself maybe too much, honestly.
Yeah, I think the move the women seemed to do was like, I think they were saying like, oh, I came on the show or something. And so it's kind of a cop out, but I'd probably do something like that. Chappelle, do you have a bad bitch energy moment or place where you were yourself and said, no, I'm going to be me?
I'm pretty much me all the time. Right? but I think the move is what Brooklyn did. She just made something up so that she could get kissed. You know, you just kind of like, oh, kiss me. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, let's go take a shot. I'm going to just make it my moment right now.
I mean, was that not a moment? You know, yeah. She went, let's take a shot. And then they started kissing. I was like, well, look at that. So I think that's the move. I mean, remember, this is a competition show. Nobody cares about your bad bitch energy story.
No. And then George also wants to know, how much money did the producers have to offer Tajwan before she agreed to be filmed attempting to join Zach's season?
Do you think they paid Tajwan more or Lotto more? Like, how much did they pay Lotto to be here?
Lotto definitely made more money. They make no mistake. Lotto, because Lotto's never, she's never seen the show.
Yeah.
So they have to convince her to like then also maybe watch an episode. Right. Yeah. They have to use her song and do a whole segment around her. It's copyrighted, you know, so I'm sure she was the one who got paid the most. It sounds like Tajwan is just like on retainer, you know, because y'all told me she's been on what, 3 iterations of this at least. And now this was potentially her fourth one. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe at this point, Tajwan is paying them.
Yeah. So now that I think about it, it's like logistically, like, was she able to just drop everything? Like, if she wasn't cast for this season, I think it was just like, oh, like, we can make a little moment here and like pretend you're going to come on. But yeah. They had to be offering something, but I don't, it might not be monetary, but maybe it's just like, hey, the exposure will be good or something like that.
Mm hmm.
Who was blindsided more? Christina, when Zach said they were going to his mom's birthday party and she'd be meeting 20 of his family and friends, or Zach when Christina said she had a 5-year-old child, or the other women when Zach revealed Christina had met his family on the one-on-one date?
Zach was deeply shook when Christina mentioned she had a kid.
Yeah, she was so nervous, and I remember thinking that she was overreacting. Like, it's cool. People have kids. It's a normal thing. But when I saw his reaction, it's like she overheard him saying like, oh, thank God none of these women have kids, right? And then she's like, ooh, I got chosen for the first date. Yeah. So she's like, I guess I should say something, because I didn't understand why she was so nervous. But then when his reaction, he looked like he was about to take off running. Like the look on his face during that should have been the look on his face when Genevieve was changing the diaper.
Yeah, it seemed like it hadn't occurred to him that would be something that someone would keep, you know, that wouldn't bring up night one when he was getting to know them. But also the producers make the women sort of save certain things, like wait till one-on-one. So it's not really her fault. But then maybe he should have had a clue when she had those drawings of like dinosaur or dragon and all those things on the
sure.
Look like a child drawing.
That reminds me, like, do you think if she revealed it night one, do you think he just goes ahead and gets rid of her?
No, again, you can't do that.
You just cannot. You literally can't.
That would be bad on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Besides spaghetti and peanut butter cups, what food would you be willing to Lady and the Tramp with someone?
George, again, I don't want any sexy items mixing with my food items. So I do not want to kiss and inhale food. I only want to inhale food. You know what? I don't even need to kiss. I just want the food.
I just have the food. I think I have the answer. I think it's go for a French baguette, like the really long
time.
Oh,
yeah.
And then you get the distance. It's sanitary. And you can just be like, okay, I'm full before you even did like, it. Get to the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, we did it. Wasn't that fun? Like,
yeah. Well, yeah, like it actually pushes you further apart. All right, so for points, I think, Chappelle, you can lock in some answers and for the listener team this time around, give them some extra extra points here. But there'll still be a poll as well, listeners. Amy and the listeners both got 4 of 6 questions right, while Haley got 3 right. The only question everyone missed was the one-on-one date being one of the 5 after the final rose women. So, yeah, it was Christina, so we didn't call that. For next week, how many hot tubs do we see on dates in week 3? A, 0, B, 1, or C, 2 or more?
I'm going to say 0.
Okay. Chappelle?
So it's so safe. I'm going to go with 1.
Okay. I'm going to go 1 as well. It's just, it's a little late in the season already. We should have seen 1. It's going to be week 3. All right. Zach has tallied kissing 7 different women week 1 and 10 different women week 2, all getting roses. How many will he kiss week 3? A, 4 or less. B, 5 to 6. C, 7 to 8. D, 9 or more.
Go ahead, Chappelle.
I think everybody gets a kiss next week. I think this man is a mega thought, and he is just going to kiss them all. And so, yeah, they're just passing them around, and I think he's enjoying it, and I think he's not going to stop.
So D, 9 or more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I'm going to say 5 to 6.
Okay.
That's so many kissing.
That is a lot. Let me take something different.
I don't even know where you find the time to kiss 10 people.
I'll go in the middle of you two. I'll do C, 7 or 8. Maybe there'll be a date where it's like inclined to do more, like a blind kissing contest or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about this preview. It says the preview shows Katie sleeping over. It looked like they did like a night at the museum. What do we find out happens? A, they reveal nothing happened. B, they insinuate maybe something happened. Or C, they confirm something happened.
I feel like B, they insinuate, but I don't think anything actually did. I feel like Zach's not gonna do that.
When you say nothing, you mean absolutely nothing, like no kissing?
Oh no, I think
like P
kissing
and
is
B.
implied.
Yeah,
P and B or P and M or
yeah.
Well, because I called it the walk of shame. Like the women are saying, like, oh, it looks like the walk of shame. So I think when it says like, oh, we didn't do anything, I think yeah, that means like they didn't hook up, but I think like kissing is fine.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna do anything. Hey, even though Katie, you kind of need to step it up if you want to win this game. Just saying. You gotta get out there.
Are you saying A, they reveal nothing happened, or they insinuate maybe something happened?
No, I think neither one. I think they're gonna reveal that nothing happens. You know, okay. I think they're just we're just not gonna get it.
Okay. I'll do B, they insinuate. What happens to my new fave Gabby next week? A, gets a one-on-one date rose. B, gets a group date rose. C, gets a rose ceremony rose. Or D, gets sent home.
I'm going to say C. I think she gets a rose. I don't think she's making a big enough impact for the other two.
I'm going to say she gets the individual rose.
One-on-one?
Yeah, I think she the one-on-one rose.
She's gonna getting a one-on-one date. I don't even think there's gonna be 2 one-on-one dates next episode.
I think she's going for it. I think she like really tried to put herself out there this time. He did the thing where he's like, you know, I just get butterflies when I look at you. Like, you've looked at her one time, and so I'm thinking that like she's being aggressive with like pursuing him. I think he's gonna reciprocate.
Okay, so do you think she's gonna get her own date or get the group date? Like she'll get it in front of the other women.
Yeah, that one in front of other women.
Okay.
I don't agree, but it makes more sense than we're getting a one-on-one date when we see she doesn't get a one-on-one date.
Hey, Chappelle's new to the terminology here.
That's fair.
I'll go see. I do think she'll make it through, but yeah, I'm not sure she'll get like called out yet. Because I think sometimes when someone's kind of nervous, they like to play into that, and so like they'll like not let the lead give them validation sometimes. Will Brianna and Christina end up on the dreaded 2-on-1 date at some point this season? Okay, I hadn't thought of that, but so that's when they pit 2 women against each other. They're both on the date and one has to be sent home. So A, yes. B, one is sent home, leaves before we get to that point. C, no, they're both there, but it isn't the 2 of them on the 2-on-1. Or D, there is no 2-on-1 this season.
I don't think there's a 2-on-1.
Ooh.
Okay.
I think that they won't be on the 2-on-1 together.
Okay, so C. I'll say B, that one leaves before then. All right, we enter the week with 17 women remaining. how does week three end? Okay, now, Chappelle, your answer of kissing nine or more, like, I can see it. I can see it. I know there were 17 left still.
17 people left. He's just, like, he's going to, he's like,
a little over half.
This is only 50%, right? Yeah. He's got it.
Okay, does week three end with a to be continued, B with one sent home, C with two sent home, or D with three or more sent home?
I'm really stuck between the two sent home or three sent home. I don't think it's going to be more than three. But I feel like 3 to 14 is quite a cut. I'm going to say two sent home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was thinking the same thing. I wanted to go with two just because it just feels like that would be too big of a jump here in week four.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take the over. I'll go with the three or more just to, I don't know. I don't think he likes the to be continued. Not that he is in control of that, but maybe they're setting a trend. Like, he just is kind of to the point. But we'll find out, I guess. I could see it doing the to be continued, but I didn't get points last time by guessing that. So I'm going to pick something different this time around. All right. That's it for those. Chappelle, anything we didn't get to that you were wondering about?
No, I think I really, like I said, I enjoyed meeting these people for the first time and then also never seeing them again until we talk about the Bachelorette. And then one of these, like, and then Zach's there again and these people are just like her sidekicks. I don't know. One of these women will be the Bachelorette, right?
I genuinely forgot about that.
Yeah, like, we will see one of these women again. The question is who?
Who are you casting, Chappelle, for the Bachelorette?
Ooh.
Based on the little you know of them so far.
Right. I don't know.
You had Ryan Mercedes, but she hasn't gotten a lot of airtime.
She hasn't, but I mean, that's a waste of camera. You know, you need to put the camera on her. So yeah, bring her back. Bring her back. I think that would be fun. But again, we don't know her at all. I'm sure, what is her name? Anastasia. I'm sure she's fine too, wherever she is, if she's ever been on the screen. But yeah, so I enjoyed meeting them, and I'm actually looking forward to finding out which one of these people will evolve to the next one, to the next level, who will be ascended to the throne next year.
Nice. All right, Haley, did Doug send you any takes? Is he watching this season?
He did. You know, I was worried. He did text me this week saying, like, oh yeah, actually I hate this season already. But like, give me 1 sec, let me pull it up. He said it's so hard to care about this season at all. Zach has as much personality as a paper bag, and the show isn't doing anything to change that for the better. At least I'm impressed by the fact that Zach seems committed to giving everyone equal time, but that makes it even more boring
because they all get the montage treatment.
I accidentally pressed something. Could you define what qualifies someone as a bad bitch? Like, the one girl said it was because she left Tennessee, and another because she started her own business. But Victoria F is there, so it could also mean pretending to be shy while accumulating drinking fines.
Victoria F, what you been doing?
The best part of the episode was the B-roll helicopter footage. I'm pretty sure they use the same 4 shots every season.
I hated the helicopter. Because there's,
are you anti-helicopter?
No, I'm actually helicopter agnostic for the most part. Like, I've been in a helicopter. It's not something I have to do.
Oh, but
it's like,
someone's doing well for themselves.
it's not what you think. Like, I was life flighted. No, I'm joking.
That would have been bad. I would have felt bad.
Thanks, Haley. I think that the producers are like, oh, shouldn't you kiss right now on the helicopter right in front of this the Hollywood sign so we can get this shot? I was like, okay, we get it. It just didn't feel organic, the interactions on the helicopter, because it's like, again, you just met these women, you don't really know. So that's why I didn't really love it. But I didn't realize that they probably do like just the same footage of this helicopter flying over the scenery.
I haven't thought of that before either, but now I'm going to try to commit this helicopter to memory so that we can call this out. Just like they use like the same lizard, the same animals in Bachelor in Paradise, but in the background.
Just over and over again. Yeah, that's it from Doug. He also asked what would qualify us as bad bitches, and we covered it that we are not.
We're not. Yeah. It's just not us. It's okay.
And that's okay.
Yes. Well, Chappelle, we loved having you. Thank you for gracing us with your presence and taking on the labor of watching The Bachelor that no one is watching anymore. We really appreciate it. And just love having you. Where can people find you these days? What's been on Netflix? What's going on?
Yeah, I thank y'all for having me. It's one of those things where it's like, yeah, some people aren't watching it, but I podcasted about The Walking Dead and nobody was watching that either. So this is right up my alley. It was fun. Again, have me back whenever y'all want me to, as long as it's at the beginning of a season, because I highly doubt that I'm going to. I highly doubt I'm coming back to see this one. Like, I lied to myself and thought I was coming back last time. I was like, I might check that out. I'm not checking this out. If you want to see what I'm up to, follow me on Twitter at Chappelle's_show to keep up with all the tweets of the stuff that I'm doing. Currently, I'm still covering Abbott Elementary over on Post Show Recast with Gia Worthy. I'm still talking about Netflix shows on Rob Has a Podcast with Rob Sesternino. Last week, I got to host the podcast because Rob is on vacation. And so myself and Tyrone Graham from the Off the Hook podcast came through and we talked about You People on Netflix. So that was a good time. I think in a few weeks, we have a couple other things going on PSR. Mari LaTanya and I are working on a project. And so it's just a lot going on. But you can find me on Twitter or on Instagram at ChappelleTNT to keep up with all that stuff.
Awesome. And Haley, where can people find you?
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. You can check out what I'm reading at the Strong Library on Instagram. And this coming weekend, this Sunday, I am going to be doing an RHAP Instagram takeover. So follow, I think, for Hapgrams to follow along with that. I'll be there.
Nice. I'm excited for that. All right. You can follow me on Twitter at RHAP Recapper. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.